Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we do the last two ahadith under the section of the virtues of the adhan. An Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu an an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam annahu qala man qala hina yasma'u al-mu'adhdhin ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah wa anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu raditu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasula وبالإسلام دينا غفر له ذنبه رواه مسلم. حضرت سعد ابن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the sins of a person are forgiven when he hears the muadhin saying أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, which translates as I testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is one and has no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger. When the muaddin says, he's giving the azan, so this person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, and then he adds, Raditu billahi rabba, wa bi Muhammadin rasula, wa bil islami deena. So this person adds these words, Raditu billahi rabba wa bi Muhammadin rasula wa bil islami deena. The hadith is saying, Ghufira lahu dhambu, his sins are forgiven. Now here, from the other ahadith, we understand that when the muadhin is saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, in his adhan he's saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So when the muadhin is saying that, then this person reads these words. What he reads? أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا. And what happens because of this simple dua, easy dua that he reads, when the muazzin is saying أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, at that point he reads this, then all his sins are forgiven. Ulama explained all the minor sins are forgiven. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written a risala, has written a book wherein he gathered all the ahadith that explain the actions for wherein people's sins are forgiven. Where Allah Ta'ala forgives the sins of people. In other words, simple actions, but in the hadith, there is promises of a person's sins being forgiven. He's gathered one booklet explaining all those ahadith, and under that or in that booklet, he's brought this hadith. Simple, very simple. We hear the azan, and when the muazzin is saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, at that point this person reads this dua, which I read now a few times. That person reads this dua, all his gunas are forgiven. So let us not be foolish. Such a simple thing. We are replying to the adhan, and we learn the importance of replying to the adhan. So we just add these extra words to it. And what's the reward for it? Is our sins are forgiven. Just to learn it one more time, when the muazzin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, this person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا. That's what he says, and the reward for this hadith is mentioning Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم informing us that the person's sins are all forgiven. So easy, let us not lose out. One more hadith to finish off the section. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء لا يرد بين الأذان والإقامة. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that دعاء between the أذان and the إقامة is not rejected. دعاء made between the أذان and the إقامة is not rejected. Some explanations that are given is دعاء made from the beginning of the أذان till the beginning of the إقامة is not rejected. Other explanation is دعاء after أذان till the time of the Iqamah, not rejected. Some explain the dua from the beginning of the Adhan till the end of the Iqamah is not rejected. So there are so many different variations or times that a person can make, but in general, the duas that are made between the Adhan and the Iqamah are not rejected. Many times we come to the masjid between the Adhan and the Iqamah, and sometimes people are sitting in the back and they're talking, or they're just passing their time. But here we learn from this hadith, the du'as are accepted at this time. So let us not waste the time between the adhan and the iqama. We should engage in du'a. Make du'a for ourselves, make du'a for our families, make du'a for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tanvi rahmatullahi At this time between the adhan and iqama, he would like to make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Wallah, I'm asking you for forgiveness and I'm asking you for afiyat. Afiyat means ease in every respect. I'm asking you for ease mentally. I'm asking you for ease financially. I'm asking you for ease physically. I'm asking you for ease in my deen. I'm asking you for ease in my dunya. In every respect, I'm asking you for ease. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. Simple dua to be made between the adhan and the iqamah. We can make other duas also, but something very easy. It is easy on the tongue, so we don't find it difficult. It's one of the duas that Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah would make. So just to complete this chapter, we're speaking about replying to the adhan. Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that after the adhan, the doors of mercy are open. For this reason, duas are readily accepted. However, such acceptance is restricted to those who fulfill the etiquettes and the condition of dua. In summary, there are five sunnahs regarding the adhan. Five sunnahs, these with regards to the adhan. The first is replying to the adhan by repeating the words of the muadzin. The second is reciting durood after adhan. After the adhan is finished, before we read the dua after adhan, we did the dua after adhan the other day. So before we read dua after adhan, we recite durood sharif. The next is reciting the dua of al-wasila in the hadith. In the hadith that comes, this dua of wasila, where we did yesterday, the person reads, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati muhammadan al-wasila. So this is the dua of wasila. Ati muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmood al-ladhi wa'atta. And then we can add the words, innaka la tukhlifu al-mi'ad. So the fourth sunnah is reciting the dua mentioned in today's hadith, reciting this dua, that when the muazzin says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, this person says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu, raditu billahi rabba wa bi muhammadin rasula wa bil islami deena. The fifth sunnah is making any dua between adhan and iqamah as duas are readily accepted at this time. So these five sunnahs, they sum up the chapter that we have just completed. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.